Did you guys read up on the background of this project?
I did, yeah.
How it was Kubrick and...
Yeah. Like, it's a brainchild of Stanley Kubrick, really.
Yeah.
Fahad Farhan, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
What's up?
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about Artificial Intelligence, or AI, 2001 film, directed by Stanley. directed by Steven Spielberg. I was going to say Stanley Kubrick because this is actually a brainchild of Stanley Kubrick, except that he passed away, what, 1999, I believe? So he...
Mm-hmm.
Never got the chance to obviously direct this film himself, but he had let Steven Spielberg know that he would have liked him to work on the project.
Yeah, he thought that the movie agreed with Spielberg's sentimentalities or his whole aesthetic, right? And so
right.
Before passing away, he actually passed the project on to him.
Yeah, and Fahad, you actually chose this movie for Farhan and I to watch. Why did you choose to watch this movie?
Well, I thought it was an interesting sci-fi movie. I've seen the amount of love that Ex Machina has gotten, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has agreed that's a pretty smart movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this went further in examining AI and the whole world building it does with looking at the human AI relationship and examining morals and ethics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the themes to me were the highlight of this movie.
So I was actually gonna pick Ex Machina as a movie, but then when you picked this one, I was like, oh, no, I can't do it.
Oh, okay. That's funny. Yeah,
you know, I kind of wish we did do Ex Machina, but no, I'm just kidding. yeah, no, it's definitely, I mean, this is a very thematically relevant movie, I think, even for today and even 20 years ago. Before, I mean, we're talking before Google was really a thing.
Yeah.
Right. And this movie is based on a short story. And the short story, well, Kubrick started writing this movie, I think, in the mid-70s or early 80s.
Right.
So it's really working off of aged concepts, which might have been brought up to speed by Spielberg, right, as he mm-hmm. was in the final stages of production. But it's an impressive movie in how it's quite prescient, right?
Yeah, and Fahad, if I recall correctly, you were mm-hmm. bashing Steven Spielberg not too long ago on one of our episodes. I forget.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, so I was surprised that you chose this.
I bashed Spielberg for his over-sentimentality, right? And you guys can agree on that, right? Mm. And this movie does have some of those flaws, but from mm-hmm. the reading I've done about who was responsible for that, it seems like Spielberg pinned it on Kubrick for those overly sentimental moments in this movie. But it's interesting. Despite all its flaws, it's a very thought-provoking movie, and that's why I chose it.
Absolutely, I agree. Especially for a sci-fi movie, it's, I mean, and we'll see, I mean, but this is definitely one of the more thought-provoking movies I think that we'll ever do, because it was one of the most thought-provoking movies I think that's ever been made.
Oh, really? Okay.
But you really have to sit and think a lot for a lot of the stuff to really soak in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to resonate, right?
To resonate.
Now, was it released in 2001 specifically because of the film 2001, A Space Odyssey, whatever, by Stanley Kubrick?
I don't know. I imagine it took a couple of years to make.
I actually have not seen 2001, A Space Odyssey. So I haven't seen that film. So I don't know, like, if there are any overlap or parallels that
I should know about. I don't believe so.
Yeah, I saw the movie
so long ago. So this is it's kind of a mix of Kubrick and Spielberg. You see some Kubrick in here. You see some Spielberg. You see a lot of Spielberg in this movie. I don't think that this is really like any other Kubrick movie, though. It doesn't have the same kind of effect.
Kubrick's known for those long scenes, which are unflinching. They're just very cold, right? It shares some of those scenes, but in other scenes, it gets away from that. It's like a hodgepodge of both of them.
How many Kubrick movies have we done in this podcast?
We haven't done Clockwork Orange. We haven't done Shining. Orange.
Yeah, we haven't done Clockwork. But only one we did for our Farhan is...
was the one that we did, yeah.
What was it called?
Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah, Dr. Strangelove.
That's an interesting Kubrick choice, right? Because it's a little bit of a comedy.
It is a comedy, yeah.
It is.
And then the rest are...
But it's very much a Stanley Kubrick movie.
I would say, I don't know if I could easily recommend this movie. I'm not sure who it's for. It's a little too mature in the thematic elements, like you mentioned. There's a lot to discuss, but...
Yeah, too mature for a kid to watch,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but the rest of the stuff is like for kids.
So let me explain my choice a little bit then. I watched this as a 12-year-old, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was just so bizarre. You know, the fever dream sequences of... Osman walking through like the flesh fair and then the Rue City. They were so creative and so out of this world. I was just blown away watching it as a kid. Like, the more seedy elements of this movie, you know, as a kid, you don't recognize them. And I guess it can be for both. It can be both for kids and adults.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like you have to kind of go in with childish imagination, but then absorb the thematic elements that are much more adult.
Not unlike other Spielberg movies, this doesn't age. Did it age particularly well?
Wait, I thought it aged well. You didn't think so?
I think aesthetically, it kind of did. I'm saying, well, I guess it doesn't age with the person. In terms of time, I think it aged fine. It's just like, who is it for, though? Is it like for that 12 to 15-year-old? Or cause it's not for someone under 10. It's too complex for that. And I don't know if it is for someone like an adult who finds a lot of this stuff a little sappy.
This is not geared towards kids at all. This is way too violent.
It is.
I think the emotional components of it, of the mother not loving the kid the same way the AI loves her, right? That whole unrequited love, that I think will resonate more with mature audiences, like adults. But the whole adventure story will resonate, I guess, with everyone, especially so with kids, right? Of this character exploring this futuristic world.
Yeah, but the way it's presented is presented specifically for kids.
Dude, there's prostitutes in this movie, man. This is not for kids. 100%, this is for adults. What they're trying to make is, they're trying to make an AI Odyssey.
Or AI Pinocchio.
Yeah,
an AI. Well, exactly. So it's an adult Pinocchio. Pinocchio AI Odyssey. So it is geared towards adults. The reason why I'm saying that this doesn't, what I'm hearing is that this doesn't age well is because we're now having to ask that question. Where in 2001, nobody was asking that question.
Let's see, it had 2 Oscar nominations. It did not win either. Best Music and Best Effects, Visual Effects.
Really?
Best Effects, Visual Effects makes sense.
Haley Joel Osment, I thought, was nominated for something. Was he not?
Guys, beyond the awards, I remember this movie wasn't received well with general audiences because they were also confused by a lot of it.
Hmm.
So Golden Globe nominations for score, for director, supporting actor Jude Law. But yeah,
so there you go. I mean, I know by the general, there's a lot of controversy about this movie. I really don't think that it has aged particularly well. I think it's a lot harder to watch this movie now than it was in 2001. That's like a Spielberg thing. We can't say the same thing for any other Kubrick movie, can we?
Well, do you think it's because the concept is like so much more mature now that it's not as interesting?
Yeah, possibly. You named a couple other movies. You named Ex Machina. I'm sure there's other movies in this category that are a bit more palatable for us to watch because, well, it's not as cringy. There's not as many, you know, plot holes. This is very much like a 90s movie. This seems like a 90s movie to me from the acting perspective, from the dialogue, all of the, you know, all of the stuff that we go through. In those respects, it has not aged well.